I should add in the beginning that we did receive an ARC of this book,
We should
and
add that,
that is what we
yeah,
read.
probably.
Yeah, that's pretty important.
Hello, and welcome to another episode with the Green Team of the Legendarium. Today, we have a special episode for all the Murderbot Diaries fans out there because we're talking about the newest installment in the series, System Collapse. But before we dive into Murderbot, let me introduce the rest of the group. Today, we have Chesky & Co.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Chesky and Delilah. And Huron Fan.
Hi.
And Kiptan.
Heyo.
Hey, hey, indeed. So for this episode, we will keep it spoiler-free, but don't worry, we will have a spoiler-filled episode as well. Okay, so just the series overview real quick. The Murderbot Diary started off with the novella, All Systems Red. Since then, Martha Wells has released a new installment pretty regularly, mostly novellas, but we did get a full-length novel called Network Effect in 2020. Speaking of Network Effect, the new full-length novel, System Collapse, picks up right after the ending of Network Effect. All right, so for this part of the episode, we're just going to talk about general thoughts. Did you like it? How is the series holding up? Because this is, what, the seventh installment in the series. And I want to know, did it meet your expectations? Would you recommend it to Murderbot fans? How about Kiptan? Do you want to start?
Would I recommend it to Murderbot fans? Yes. Would I necessarily recommend it to anyone else? Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because it's the seventh book in a series.
Well, yes.
And if you're not, if you haven't read the rest of those, I don't know what you're doing reading this.
Fugitive Telemetry is not a terrible starting point.
That's true, but it's more like Dan, like it's a. Like that excerpt?
Yeah. It's also part of why I didn't like it as much.
Yeah, you would want to have like the background of why is Murderbot the way
they
are.
I recently reread it.
Yeah.
And a lot of the beginning of the book is a lot of that catch up readers who don't actually know. At least that's what it felt like. And I was kind of annoyed by it.
It does read a bit like a soft entry, and I was also kind of annoyed by it.
Yeah. But we're not talking about Fugitive Telemetry. We're talking about System Collapse, okay? So, Kiptan says he would recommend it to Murderbot fans. Cool. Did it meet your expectations?
My expectation was that it was going to be substantially better than Network Effect, because I felt like Network Effect had some teething issues adapting to the full novel length. And it didn't really do that for me.
Okay.
I thought that the descriptions were not her strongest suit in any of her works, in my opinion. and I thought there was too many of them. They weren't super necessary, and they didn't necessarily go anywhere a lot of the time.
Okay. Overall enjoyment of the book?
Is really weird, because the parts about Murderbot that I love are still there. The snappy dialogue, the character work. There was even some unprecedented expansion of side characters, which was fun, was a good time, and a bit of growth for Wells in this space. But I really was held back by what felt like filler in a lot of the paragraphs.
Interesting. Okay. So overall, would you say like the series is declining? Like, have we already gone past the peak, or do you think there's still potential?
I think there's still potential. I don't think it's impossible for her to learn, but I definitely wouldn't call it in decline.
Okay.
But I would say that Murderbot is not working as well in novels as it did in novellas.
Okay. Fair. Hearing.
Was this not a novella?
No, this is marketed.
It's a 220-page novel.
It's marketed as a full-length novel, which we can talk about as well, because I have thoughts about that.
Yeah. How many words is it? That's what I want to know. So, like, I think these delineations are based on word count, yeah?
Generally, yes.
So, I mean, if it technically is a novel, then I guess I'm fine with it. Yeah, it didn't feel like a novel to me. This is actually my favorite murder book, murder bot book. It had what I want to read in a murder book, which is murder bot being awesome and murder bot being fragile and murder bot interacting with its friends and its dynamic with the friends and its asides to I don't know who. That's part of why I liked it so much, because I think more than any other book in the series, it was calling attention to the, I don't want to say frame narrative, but like the narrative itself. And I think it was a lot more complex and made me think a lot more about who Murderbot is talking to and what the diaries itself they are. And it was funny. It was exciting. It was human. I loved it.
Nice. Chesky, what are your thoughts? Because we've got a, you know, not so positive review and a pretty positive review so far.
I feel like I'm pretty middle of the road on this one. Sometimes I felt like it was trying to be a novella, but then it was novel length. It makes it sound bad, but it's not bad. I just felt like sometimes it was just a little, this was a novella story in a novel form.
Mm.
Right. So she took a novella story and then she just expanded it and made it better and made it different. I liked most of it. There wasn't a lot I didn't like. I didn't really like the did parts at first. Well, that might be a spoiler. I don't know.
Be a spoiler.
I didn't like part of the writing tone in the beginning, where it feels more like a writing diary versus what I've been reading previously, where it was just a more stream of consciousness thoughts in my mind. Right.
I also wasn't a fan of that narrative device.
Interesting.
Right, but okay. I really liked Murderbot, the character in this one. I mean, obviously, I liked him the whole time, but I felt like he had some nice growth and some change, especially near the end. And then I liked the new characters, and just I liked it overall. But I felt like it was more middling packed than like top of the list or bottom. So
okay.
For reference, what are your top and bottoms?
Top and bottom of Murderbot. I don't know. Probably. I have to say All Systems Red is up at the top. I don't know which one would be my worst. Probably like what, 3 or 4, just because they're very novella, right? Not much happens in 3. Yeah.
For me, it's definitely 3.
Yeah, I think it's going to be 3. Rogue Protocol. It's good, but it's not like, it's fine, right?
Yep.
It's no artificial bubble, condition. So it's fine, yeah.
Rogue Protocol is your least favorite. That's what you're saying?
I think so, yeah.
Got it. Well, I'm also a little bit more in between, but leaning more towards positive. I think there were definitely times reading through this, more so like at the beginning, where it was a little difficult, like getting back in to the style of the writing and the narrative. But I mean, really where this series shines is the dialogue and the interactions between characters. And to me, that was not disappointing. I was not disappointed by that. And like, I already knew that, you know, the visual descriptions are not Martha Wells's strong suit. So I wasn't really bothered by that. I was like, okay, yeah, I get it. There are vehicles and there are like hallways and there are these things, you know.
Oh man, the hallways.
What I would really love is if they included schematics. I think that would help a bit. But, you know, whether or not it would actually make sense, I don't know.
So you're advocating for a map in the front of the book.
They're not complicated schematics, though. Like, out of all the things that are described that we are able to tell, like, what things are going on and like, the actual described layouts of these spaces,
yeah,
they're super simple layouts.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like, you know, relative of like where it one would, point is to the other, you know.
It would be like a line.
No, it would not.
It would be very close to a line.
No.
Yes.
I would recommend this to Murderbot fans. Like, if you're already like drinking the Kool-Aid, you're gonna enjoy this, especially the build up of the tension and then the resolution. Like, that's where she doesn't disappoint. She doesn't disappoint in the resolution of the conflicts, I think. Okay. Any other general thoughts, spoiler free?
This book makes me realize that I really should be using a multivariate rating system, because I do think this book is lopsided in its skills and I need a way to easily reflect that. So Copile has moved up in my priority.
I was just about to suggest that to you, Kipton. It's very effective.
Because I really don't know if I should give this book like a 3 or a 4.
3.5.
Copile will tell you.
I think the clunkiness brings it down to a 3, but the general Murderbot dialogue brings it up to a 4 easily.
Yeah, 3.5.
So I don't know. Yeah.
Well, that has been our discussion about System Collapse, the newest installment in the Murderbot Diaries by Martha Wells. And thank you, Huron Fan, Kipton, and Chesky, for joining me in this discussion. Honestly, it's fun to talk about Murderbot. Like, it's fun to read it, but it's also really fun to just geek out with other readers about it. So thank you. And if anybody is curious, it hasn't listened to our previous Murderbot episodes, they'll be linked in the description of this episode. And with that, until next time, bye.
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 See ya.